If you bought a concert ticket through Ticketmaster in the past 15 years or so, you may get a discount on your next ticket. You've got a recently settled class action lawsuit to thank for that. It was filed against Ticketmaster more than a decade ago over the fees it charged. The settlement calls for those eligible to get a free voucher, but those vouchers are causing headaches. Here to tell us more is CNN's Samuel Burke, who's in New York. Hi, Samuel.
Hey, Lisa. Great to be with you.
Okay, so before we get to the headaches, a little bit of background. What was Ticketmaster sued for in the first place?
Well, there's nothing more annoying than going to buy a concert ticket, and you get to the end part, and you think you've probably already paid too much, and then you get those order processing fees, usually two or three. And basically, some people found it more than just annoying. And back in 2003, they joined a class action lawsuit and said that these fees were excessive and misleading. The case was settled back in 2013. And since then, Ticketmaster has said that they've made these fees much clearer, though important to note, they've never admitted wrongdoing, though I have a feeling very few people in your audience feel bad for Ticketmaster.
So anybody, essentially, who bought a ticket through Ticketmaster, through the website, roughly between October of 1999 and February of 2013, should have received a voucher by now. How much is a voucher worth?
Well, that's where it gets very confusing. If you think that you're going to be getting these vouchers and seeing Adele or Beyonce, think again. When you log on to the website on Ticketmaster.com, on the very bottom of the menu, you're going to see an active voucher link. You click that, and then you only see a voucher for about $2 or $5. Then you have to click another link if you actually have tickets, and it doesn't ever actually say how much they're worth. You have to go through a whole long process, and it's hard to find which cities they're available in. They're only available for certain concerts, and then there are only a certain amount available each day. So if you get there too late in the day, you're going to see it all sold out. So it's really not clear how much these are worth. Some people have said around $100, but good luck finding them.
Sounds like you also have to invest a lot of time on the website if you want to find them.
I invested about an hour last night. When I finally got to the one that I thought my parents might like, I clicked it, and then it said it would no longer work, even though it was on the list of concerts that would be valid for these vouchers.
But it'd run through the amount of vouchers given for that day?
So it would seem.
Yeah. So under the settlement, Ticketmaster has to pay out like $42 million over 4 years, but it sent out vouchers worth much more than that, almost 10 times more. So does that mean that it's counting on people not to redeem the vouchers?
Exactly. On the surface, you might think, well, they look like they're trying to do a good deed, sending out a larger amount than they're actually required to pay by this settlement. But I spoke with a corporate executive whose job it was to actually structure these type of settlements. And what she told me is that oftentimes companies try to make this as difficult and as drawn out as possible. That way, companies don't actually have to pay the full amount, or if they do, it's over a long period of time, so it's less painful for the company and their shareholders.
Yes, that's very nice. And so does Ticketmaster, has it changed its ways since this suit was originally filed?
Well, they said they've made it much clearer on their website and that it's much easier to understand these fees. But of course, they are still there. There are types of fees. But again, Ticketmaster says it's easier to get if you're reading all those fees.
CNN's Samuel Burke, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.